This week we've been talking about making your no mean no. I mean, what about no? Don't we understand? We want to talk about that, but more importantly, we want to talk about why are we doing this?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And yes, we've spent many days on this simple word. It's two letters, no. It's so powerful, and it really has a lot to do with how we make decisions as adults, how we're raising children to make proper decisions and good decisions when they're adults as well.
That's exactly right. Next week, we'll be talking about things like teaching your child how to handle money, teaching your child how to handle peer pressure, all the things that my child's going to have to be able to go out the door and do as a college student and as an adult in a culture that perpetuates adolescence. You can remain an adolescent all your life. But if I don't have the power of no under my belt, if I don't know how to do that, if I've not been given the discipline to say no even to my own desires and the pressure from friends and the pressure from culture and the pressure from the person I'm dating and all those things, if I don't have the power of no, I'm dead. But one of the reasons I think people are having a hard time is not just why do we do this, but how do we do this in a way that's instructive without losing the parent-child relationship?
Yeah.
That would be my wife right there. I'm tired of being the ogre, and we've used that word a lot this week. You have, Rosemary's used it at home. How do we do that? And how do we have a consequence that just doesn't just destroy this relationship? And I guess I want to look to the police officer. I love the illustration of the police officer when he's giving you a consequence. Where you've exceeded the speed limit, he pulls you over, he comes up to the car, and when he comes up to the car, you roll the window down, he yells and screams, grabs you by the collar, and yanks you out the window. No, he never does that. He's calm. He knows what he's doing, he or she. And they come and they say, excuse me, sir. They treat you with respect. Mm-hmm. Can I see your license and registration? You know they're in charge. You give him your license and registration. He goes back to his car. We have no clue what they do back there, order out or whatever.
Never know.
They come back and they give you your license and registration back. They define where you were wrong and they give you the consequence, 120 big ones. And and it's no yelling and screaming, no further lectures. Now, I will say this, that Ruthie, your gender gets weird on us here and fakes tears or whatever it is. It's very sad. It's very immature. It's very sad.
I've been offered training on how to do that. Is that crazy?
It's very 12-year-old to when mom has a consequence for the 12-year-old daughter, or especially 12-year-old daughter to dad and bringing out the tears. It means no doesn't mean no. It means no means it's time to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere there's a police officer that must have caved in at one point in America, and all your gender has heard about that. Maybe this is the one. Until you see it's a female police officer and you're done right there.
That's also happening.
Yes, you're going for the sorority thing, and that's not the gender thing, and that's not going to work either. I've got to decide I'm not going to yell and scream. But I've also got to realize the reason people try to get out of a ticket, try to get out of the consequence, is because of this. It's an inconsistent system. It doesn't always pull you over when you exceed the speed limit. And so once in 40 times you get pulled over because there's not enough parents out there on the highway watching us. And you think, okay, I'm mad at the disciplinarian now, really. I'm mad at the police officer. People getting robbed in this neighborhood and they're out there with their radar guns. They got the wrong gun pulled. They should be in the neighborhood taking things on, but they're not doing it. And so the inconsistent system makes it not work. And we have to decide, I'm not going to destroy the parent-child relationship. I will be consistent. I will be firm, but I will not use my love as a withdrawal and withdraw my love as a part of the consequence. Regardless of this child, I won't do that. Notice the police officer does a very cool thing after he gives the ticket away. He looks at you and smiles and says, have a nice day.
No,
yes,
not the
words. Everyone listening knows those words because you've had a ticket. And he's not mad at you. We're done here. Just please drive safely.
Yes.
They want you to succeed. I want my child to succeed. The whole purpose for the ticket is to help me stay alive. The whole purpose for the training is to help my child reach his or her full potential.
But sometimes we inflict consequences on the kid, and it does damage that relationship. Would you say, maybe as having a father now, two amazing adults, were you tempted sometimes to withdraw your love, to say, this is it, cut and dry, go? I know you've mentioned sometimes your wife said, you know what, go and sit by it, connect with her again. And you're thinking, no, I just disciplined her. That was that a withdrawal of love? Because, and I know in some cultures too, there's an emotional manipulation that goes on with parent and child. Well, no, well, I forget it. Go to bed. I don't want to see your face again. You know, that's
horrible.
Listen
to those words. First of all, I'm sorry that you're throwing me under the bus right here on the air. But first of all, hear those words. No, I don't want to see your face again tonight. What does that say? And that little 12-year-old girl will find a little boy's face to see very quickly, and they will be on Facebook having relationships with whoever. It's just not true, that statement. I do love you. That's why I'm frustrated here in this. And so we've got to send them to bed. And yes, there was a night I was so frustrated with Tori that we put her to bed early, and I did not want to go in the room. And my wife, Rosemary, did say, you know, you need to go sit on the side of the bed like you always do. And every time I would go sit on the side of the bed, I got worked over by her, and I have to decide. First of all, I'm the adult, and I do have all the power. I'm the adult, and I do have all the power. This is a child. I'm the adult. Bob, repeat that.
I'm a big boy.
Right on my left hand with a magic marker, I'm the adult. Right hand, she's a child. I have to expect these things. And I remember the night I went in to sit on the side of her bed, and it was a night when she was lying on the side of her bed, so there's no space for me on the outside of her bed. Her bed's up against the wall, facing the wall.
Oh,
I can't even
gosh.
Sit there. It's awesome. And I sat on the floor with my head up against the bed and her little body, and I will never forget this night. This was huge. She got up, crawled to the edge of her bed, got out of her bedside table something, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I looked, and it was a Ziploc bag full of Barrettes. She sat behind me and filled my head with Barrettes. And every hair on my head had a Barrette in it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying not to laugh because I can see it in the little mirrored closet doors, sliding glass doors on her wall. And I'm watching her try to have a mean face, try to have a sad face, having to be in bed, and trying then looking at my head, not trying all her might not to laugh. She's in bed. I'm going to stay there 15 minutes because the withdrawal of my love is not part of it. I'm not going to give her a lecture. I'm going to open it up with, do you know why you're here? Mm-hmm. Okay, as long as you know why you're here, I want you to know I love you. I'm not going to finish that sentence. I'm really mad at you right now. I'm not going to say that. I love you, and I hope you whatever tomorrow. Hope you get up tomorrow morning because I love playing games with you, which isn't always true, but I love playing the games we would play like Pictionary. So don't be in bed. I'm going to stay here for 15 minutes. You don't have to talk. I'm going to talk. And one time I started talking to her stuffed animals. One time I sang a little song, which was horrible. And I just wanted to laugh. She has the right not to laugh.
Right.
She didn't want her back rubbed. When Roby had to go to bed early, he would make a place for me on the bed and then want me to rub his back. And his bear and I would have a conversation sometimes, his stuffed bear. I love them, and I don't want to destroy the parent-child relationship with the discipline. And the police officer taught me that. The police officer's system, when I got a ticket once and I was mad at him, I realized, because I've done this same behavior and not been pulled over. It was inconsistent. I have to be consistent. I can't yell and scream. And I have to just teach the child, the consequence is the consequence. I'm not the consequence.
Yeah.
The consequence of going to bed, I still love you. Get out of bed, I'm putting you back. And this is your warning. You get out of bed again tonight, and you're going to bed tomorrow night as well. I have youth group. Well, you're deciding now whether you're going to youth group, whether you're going to soccer, whether you're whatever. I have to decide that I will follow through and follow through and follow through, because that's what makes, as I said earlier in the week, the high school years be an adult internship where they practice, and it's awesome and wonderful.
And it really does put the responsibility on the child. You're going to make this choice, and you choose. And it gives them power, and like you said, the power to say no.
To themselves and to their peers.
Yeah.
Yes. I love what you said there. We're deciding who has the responsibility. If I want to keep the responsibility, well, this usually is a no, but not today. The responsibility of no, you can't have more cookie. Oh, okay. The responsibility, we're in a store and you're throwing a temper tantrum at Walmart and making a scene. No, no means no. We're done here. Everybody stop. We're heading to the car. I have to decide that I want to, over a period of years, put that discipline on them. You knew this was a no when you started down this track. What surprised you? It's always been a no. Can I watch this until what has surprised you? That television show has been a no. It shouldn't surprise you. I want to give them that power, but I also am giving them the exercise, the instruction. Here's the consequence if you violate it. Now let's exercise that. I don't want to micromanage. I want when you step out of that, but when you didn't get out of bed, you knew you were going to bed early. When you didn't bring your lunch to school and called mom to have her bring it later. No, she is not your chauffeur and your maid. She's mom. She's got things to do. And one of mine said, well, what does she do all day? I said, oh, she's got lots of things to do all day. You didn't bring your lunch. That means what if you have to borrow money, mom made this lunch with you. If you have to borrow money from the cafeteria, that's part of your allowance to pay it back. Mm. Making your no mean no.
And it's also challenging because every child is different. Some kids get the no easier. They want to please you, or they have a little more self-discipline. And every child is different, so you have to enforce it differently.
Absolutely. It's very different between your pleaser and your between
barbarian.
Your pleaser and your barbarian. Your barbarian could do this, but your barbarian doesn't believe you'll follow through. So they're not getting out of bed, and they will forget their lunch, and they will do worse things than that. Your pleaser means to. They just walk around distracted. And I forget. Mom, it's not my fault. I forget. Well, you know, your boss, when you say, I forgot to turn that in. I forgot to get to work at 8 o'clock. I forgot to come to class. That's not going to work in the adult world. And so I want to put a plan in place where we help them with that. But the same plan, let's expand this plan. The same plan, once they get it, I want to expand their boundaries. I want to push out the boundaries. I want to make the soccer field boundaries wider. For instance, they've been going to bed at 9 o'clock. When they can't get out of bed, they go to bed at 7:30. When they're starting to get out of bed every morning and go to bed at 9 o'clock every night, I want to expand it. By the time they're in high school, for one child, Tori didn't have a bedtime by ninth grade. She just didn't have a bedtime. And the beauty is, as long as you can get up at 6, you don't need a bedtime. I'm going to come in one time. Once you're up at 6, you don't need a bedtime. Well, how do I know when to put myself to sleep? Well, you've got to work on that. You've got to figure that out because you're going to be doing that in college. How many people didn't make their 8 a.m.s? Their freshman year because no one taught them how to put yourself to bed. Don't go down the hall and play another round of racquetball or video games with everybody till 2 a.m. because no one's telling you. This is practice time. And the beauty of doing that at home is if all of a sudden we realize you're in 10th grade and you are once again having a hard time getting out of bed, we're going back to a bedtime and work ourselves up. Roby, who had to please everybody and do whatever, it took him longer to become disciplined in that area. But he's a leader today, and we wanted to raise a leader. And so to raise the leader, we had to impose these boundaries and stick within these boundaries. And he could break your heart when he had to go to bed early and stay in. No, honey, the 15 minutes is up and I'm going to go and I'm coming back in at 6 tomorrow morning to get you rolling, bud. But I'm just coming in to wake you up. Bud, are you awake? Yes, I am, Dad. Okay, I'm going. You got to get up and make your bed and do all these things. It has nothing to do with get up. It has everything to do saying no to myself. I want to sleep in a little more. To the end result of eventually then put yourself to bed earlier. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it many times. I just can't say no. I can't. I have to do this. And I'm thinking, I always thought, well, yeah, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
Don't you have the power?
Well, if I'm not given the power, it's this little baton. I want to give you this power here that says you now have permission to say no to yourself, to your friends, to your culture. And the kids learned early in our house when they said everybody else is getting to do that. Really? I didn't realize how serious this was. If that's a Romans 12:1 where everyone is conforming to, or 12:2 conforming to the pattern of this world, then that's obvious the reason not to do this. I don't want to be like the culture that we live in. I'm shooting for above that. I want to go for the top in this. I want to go after this. And so they learned that one didn't work. But the biggest thing I wanted to deal with was internal no. Saying no to those individual things of mine. When all my friends were buying flat screens, and I asked them, what's wrong with the back of your television? Is it bothering you that your television has a back on it that's 13 inches rather than 2? Is that ruining your viewing habit that you're spending $2,000 for these things that are now $450 or whatever dollars?
Right.
Why do you have to be the first? What's wrong with the back? They couldn't say no to themselves. And then you get this thing going, I want that, to I need that, to I deserve that.
Mm.
That's a lack of understanding the power of no. No, I have other long-term things I'd rather have in life, like pay off my mortgage so I have less stress by putting that money over there. That's learning to say no, putting the money, extra money in the mortgage rather than buying extra things. The power of no. We have the responsibility to give our children personal responsibility and accountability and discipline by making my no mean no, by giving them the instruction, giving them a consequence, and by letting them exercise their options without destroying parent-child relationship. I still love you. Make your no mean no, and then jump in their lives at the same time.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. We're on a series this week on the power of no. Hope you join us tomorrow for our last message on this. And if you want more information about Dr. Bob Barnes, his books, or his ministry at Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And you can even sign up for the daily blog, which I personally enjoy very much, parentingtoday.org. You can read it every day or get it sent to your email box, parentingtoday.org.